The pandemic's initial tremors hit those least able to absorb the blow, with April's job losses concentrated in lower wage labor from hospitality to retail and restaurants. In May, layoffs will extend further into white-collar positions, according to Lydia Boussois of Oxford Economics. The April report really reflects the first-round effect of the COVID-19 crisis, so all these industries that are really on the front line were directly hit by the lockdowns and the fear, she said. In May, the job losses will likely be in the second round of companies, including more professional positions, corporate offices, and higher earners, she said. With stimulus checks from the U.S. government making up a smaller share of income for such people, the deepening employment hole could fan calls for a fourth round of fiscal aid from Congress, on top of trillions of dollars already dispatched. The Federal Reserve is likely to keep pumping money into the economy while leaving interest rates near zero for an extended period. There's also a risk in coming months that a recession will morph into a deeper depression or a prolonged and sustained downturn if a second wave of infections closes down business again after some states reopen. That's becoming more and more likely, according to Moody's Analytics, which projects a peak unemployment rate in May of about 17%. Stock investors have largely looked past the dire economic news, with equities rallying since late March. The S&P 500 was higher on Friday and on track for a 3% weekly gain, while the yield on benchmark 10-year treasuries rose and the Bloomberg Dollar Index paired its decline. What Bloomberg's economists are saying: the extent of job losses is consistent with Bloomberg Economics' modeling of a near 40% contraction in real GDP for the quarter, while layoffs were concentrated in sectors such as restaurants, hospitality, and leisure. Losses occurred in nearly all subcategories. The breadth of job losses is a jarring signal of the massive challenge of restarting vast swaths of the economy, not just a few sectors, and it therefore serves as a stark indication that a V-shaped recovery will not be possible.